Chapter 8, Sports. Bruce Springsteen, Glory Days. I had a friend, he was a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw a speedball by you, make you look like a fool, boy. You hear it a lot, old people are always saying, you can't play forever, or what will you do after your playing days are over? You know what, people? Your playing days are never over until you die. If you want to play golf, swim, hike, run a 5K, go for it. I have played some kind of sport ever since I could crawl. I still play tennis, swim, throw a baseball, bike. I just love how it makes me feel. It's very hard to explain. I love playing sports way more than watching them. In elementary school, it was the big three: flag football, baseball, and basketball. Of course, I played other kids' sports around the neighborhood, like bicycle motocross or BMX before it had a name. We also played a lot of kickball, hockey with no skates, and King of the Mountain. I really loved football more than any other sport early on. I loved playing kill the men with the football, you know, where it was just you running around getting tackled by everyone else and then some other guy would take their turn. My first organized sport, well, actually there were two, T-ball and wrestling. Fort Dodge had a big wrestling tradition, and they had tournaments for kids starting already in first grade. All I remember was that hot sauna-like atmosphere in the wrestling room, as we would practice 5 to 6 times before our countywide meet. I wrestled first through fifth grade. I thought I was good, as my first 2 years I got second place in my weight class, but my last 2 years I got pinned pretty early on, and I decided basketball was more fun and less painful. In my later elementary school years, I really found out that I was a pretty good athlete in basketball, baseball, and flag football. My coach in fifth grade even called me, quote, the best pure shooter in fifth grade, unquote, for basketball. That really built up my confidence. So I always remember that when I later coached kids. I wanted to be a pitcher already in fourth grade because it was kind of boring to be in the outfield, to be honest. Catching was too hard, and I really wasn't very good at that. I couldn't understand how you could keep your eyes on the ball when someone would swing. They didn't have tackle football until eighth grade, and so flag would have to be it. I loved defense, and I played nose guard. I was the best rusher, and I loved it. But I really just wanted to tackle somebody, really. That same dad of one of my classmates made it fun, and we would wear pro jerseys and get these stars that our moms would sew onto our uniforms when we would make a great play. Just thinking of sports in elementary school makes me smile. Maybe some of my best memories in my entire life came from Cooper Elementary sports. Now by high school, I was still playing basketball, baseball, and football. I played basketball through my sophomore year and could beat first teamers in horse. I was a real good shooter, not so good on the defense, but wasn't good enough really overall to play for a team that would eventually have three Division I college players on it, and we won the state championship 2 years later, finishing a perfect 25-0. I loved football really the most, but it really didn't like me. My junior year, I had hurt my knee in a junior varsity game, getting blocked in the back on a play. It was a lot of pain. That took about 3 weeks to heal, but we still had 3 games left in the season, and I was happy that I could still get back on the field after my knee healed. Well, before my first practice back, I purchased some new longer cleats for my shoes that screwed into the bottom of them. Next thing you know, I'm getting double teamed on a play. I'm a defensive end, and with one guy hitting me high and another low, which is illegal, by the way, my right foot stuck in the mud, helped by the grip of those new cleats, and my knee twisted. I screamed as I hit the muddy turf. It's my other knee! The most pain I've ever been in, nothing even close to it. I dislocated my kneecap, and it was on the other side of my knee. Yeah, yuck, locked up. That was the last time I ever put on a football helmet. My senior year, I decided I wanted to focus on playing baseball in college and didn't want to take the risk of another injury. After my junior year in baseball, I knew that I was one of the better pitchers in the city and in the East Central Iowa Conference. After all, my stats proved on paper how good I was, having the second lowest ERA in the entire league. What I liked about baseball was the individual statistics and that the pitcher was the key to the game, really. Here it was a team game, but they still gave the pitcher the win, and I liked that. Of course, they also gave you the loss, too. My senior year was one that I really took serious. This was it. I thought if I could play good enough, maybe I could make an all-state team and even play in college. Our team wasn't very good. I resented the fact that we had been ranked number one in football and won the state championship in basketball, but very few of the good athletes at Linn Mar High School took baseball very serious and went out for the sport. We finished 11 wins, 18 losses the summer of 1983. I won 7 of the games, lost 3. My overall record on the mound was 10-4, which is the best winning percentage at the school all time, still is. Only 5 other pitchers in Linn Mar history pitched more innings than I did that year. I also set records that year for most strikeouts in a row, which was 7, and getting hit by a pitch, that's 5 times. I batted 366 and was voted the team's most valuable player and was voted as first team pitcher in the East Central Iowa Conference. I think because of my ERA that was a rather high 3.1, I did not make any all-state team. Midway through the season, the Wartburg College baseball coach came in person to watch me pitch. He was a cousin of my dad, which didn't hurt my chances of getting some attention. After striking out all 3 batters to end the game, I was excited to meet with him and see what he had to say about my performance. He was a little concerned about how much I relied on my curveball, but he was excited to have me come to Wartburg College, and I was excited to go there. As previously talked about, I never did pitch in a game for Wartburg and ended up playing in 5 games at Iowa Central Community College before an arm injury ended my college baseball career. 10 years later, at the age of 30, I got involved in the Eastern Iowa Senior Baseball League. I ended up getting drafted first after an evaluation practice and went to, of course, the worst team. The A's won 1 game that year, but it was fun to play every Sunday until I got hurt again. You guessed it, that same injury from college, my throwing arm elbow popped, and I was done again. I skipped a year to take care of my new son, Austin, who was born. And then the summer of 1997, I played 1 more year and just had the time of my life. I knew that this was the finale. I made the most of it and loved every single minute of that game that I'd played for so many years. I loved baseball. I later coached my 2 boys for many years in a city league, I think 8 years in total. Austin pitched us to a championship when he was 9 years old. Fun memories, fun times.